The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Bob Burney Live.
Looking at today's news through a biblical worldview.
Welcome back to Bob Burney Live. And again, welcome to our listeners in Columbus, Ohio. Welcome to our listeners in Tampa, Florida as well. It will be my privilege to be simulcasting tomorrow and Thursday as well. So, again, privilege and honor. This is a story that you folks in Florida might be interested in. The same thing is happening in Florida that's happening in Texas. If most of you are familiar with this, there is a mass exodus of people from California, and most of them are going to Texas. Now, we've had migrations like this through the years. In fact, I grew up in Southern California, but all of my family are from Missouri. I mean, all of my, you shake a tree in Missouri and one of my relatives will fall out. But in the, just before the World War II, and then immediately after World War II, there was a mass migration of people from Missouri, Oklahoma, and Arkansas that moved to Southern California, all in the Los Angeles area. And it's fascinating because many of them moved to the same area. There was one area not far from where I grew up, and it was all people from Arkansas. I mean, the entire town, people that had moved from Arkansas to California. Anyway, that was way back then. Today, there is a migration not to California, but from California, and they're going to Texas. Well, there is another migration. People are leaving New York by the droves, and where are they going? To Florida. Yeah. New Yorkers flee for Florida. Here's the story. Escape from New York may finally be due for a sequel. The number of citizens leaving New York is at its highest rate since New York City's pre-Giuliani crime wave from 2010 to 2017. New York lost 1,022,000 residents. A negative change of 5.27% of their entire population. Now, not all of them went to Florida, but many of them did. Why are they going to Florida? Well, obviously the weather, but also the taxes, fewer regulations and restrictions on business. And it's primarily a conservative state. But here's the bizarre thing. And here's what I hope doesn't happen to you folks in Florida that's happening in Texas. If you know anything about Texas, Texas is solid red politically. I mean conservative, Republican, rough, tough, red, Republican, Texas. But here's what's happening. Thousands and thousands and thousands of people are getting fed up with California. The liberals have ruined it. I said earlier in the program, and I really mean it. I'm not just saying this for effect. I really mean it. The liberal left destroys everything it touches. when I grew up in Southern California, well, the whole state of California was pretty conservative. I mean, please remember, Ronald Reagan was one of the most beloved governors in California history. And it was an incredible place to live. I grew up in Southern California in the 50s and the 60s, and it was just a wonderful place to grow up. Weather was perfect. The economy was booming. Factories were being built everywhere. It was just wonderful. And then the liberals began to take control. And if you watch, the more the liberals have gained hold of the politics, the government of California, the higher the taxes, the higher the property costs, and the lower the standard of living. Look what the liberal left has done to one of the most beautiful cities in America, San Francisco. There is a mass exodus of people leaving San Francisco. Number one, nobody can afford to live there. The taxes are just incredible. The housing cost and the cost of living is unbelievable. And then plus the crime, the filth, the garbage, the homelessness and so forth. I mean, San Francisco is hemorrhaging people because nobody wants to live there anymore. Because the liberal left. Well, that's happening over the entire state of California. And so people are getting fed up. We can't take it. We can't pay the taxes. And so they're moving to Texas. And guess what they're doing? They are electing the same kind of politicians in Texas that ruined California. I hope and pray this doesn't happen to you folks in Florida. There is this mass exodus of people leaving New York. High crime, high taxes, high cost of living. And they're moving to Florida. And in the last several years, we have seen the liberal left making inroads into Florida politics. And somebody explain this to me. You get sick and tired of where you're living because of the government, and then you move away because you can't take it anymore, and then you go to where you move to get away from that, and then you elect the same kind of people that you tried to escape from. It just makes no sense whatsoever. And I won't bore you with the rest of the statistics, but they are shocking. But I will give you this. Here's a quote. New York and Florida have similar populations of 20 million, New York, 21 million, Florida. But the government in New York spent twice as much as the governments, and I'm talking governments, county, local, state. New York spent twice as much through government spending than Florida, even though the populations are very similar. New York spent $69 billion in 2017 on K-12 schools. Florida spent $28 billion. And yet they have almost the same number of kids enrolled. New York spent $69 billion on K-12 schools. Florida spent $28 billion, even though the number, New York has 2.7 million kids enrolled. Florida has 2.8. So actually, Florida has more kids enrolled in school than Florida, and yet, pardon me. Florida has more kids enrolled in school than New York, and yet New York outspent Florida $69 billion to $28 billion. And then when you look at the SAT scores, Florida got much, much more for their money. And look at welfare. 2 years ago, New York spent $71 billion on public welfare. Florida spent $28 billion. And New York has a far greater homeless problem and poverty problem than Florida. You want to take a look at the difference between conservative government and conservative principles? Look no further than New York and Florida. And folks, you that are in Florida, when those New Yorkers come your way, I hope you educate them a little. Kindly, but I hope you educate them. All right, quick break. We'll be back and wrap things up.
Talk radio that makes a difference.
Makes a difference.
This is Bob Burney Live.
And welcome back to Bob Burney Live. Final segment of the program today. And we're going to go back to the phones. I've got Mike in Columbus, Ohio on the line. Mike, welcome. You're on Bob Burney Live. Thanks for calling. Hello, Mike. Hello, Mike. Evidently, we don't have Mike. Hello. Are you there? Nope, we lost Mike. Sorry, we lost Mike. This would be in the what could possibly go wrong category. All of you know who Bill Gates is, one of the world's wealthiest people, and Bill Gates is determined to save the world. No, literally, he is determined to save the world. He is a firm believer in global warming, and he wants to use his massive wealth to do something about it. So he has been working with some top scientists in what is being called as a geoengineering plan. Yeah. A geoengineering plan. Here's part of the story. Reuters news agency has reported that the geoengineering plan, a Harvard University project funded largely by Gates, plans to test out a controversial theory that global warming can be stopped by spraying particles into the atmosphere that would reflect the sun's rays. What could possibly go wrong with spraying millions of tons of chemicals into the atmosphere to block the rays of the sun? What could possibly go wrong? The news organization Reuters reported that the Swedish Space Corporation has already taken strides in testing out the theory. Open-air research into spraying tiny sun-reflecting particles into the stratosphere to offset global warming has been stalled for years by controversies. What could be controversial about that? Including, it could cut discharge-needed cuts in greenhouse gas emissions. Now, here's what I think is comical about this. I don't think this is ever going to come about. It could. Who knows? What it is, it would be a plan to spray these tiny sun-reflecting particles, of course, harmless, of course, into the atmosphere, actually into the stratosphere, and these particles would reflect back to the sun, the sun's rays, the sun's heat, and therefore it would reduce the temperature of the planet. Now, what if they would spray too much into the stratosphere and the temperature would drop too much? Well, that's just a part of the risk. What if these harmless chemicals falling to the earth are not really harmless? Well, that's just part of the risk. But here's where it gets comical. some of these scientists that are opposing this are saying, well, if this would actually work, then we would still be able to use fossil fuels. And we know we can't do that. We can't do fossil fuels. So they are afraid that it would cut back on the attempt to do away with fossil fuels and to use solar, wind, and so forth. Quote, in a small step, the Swedish Space Corporation agreed this week to help Harvard researchers launch a balloon near the Arctic town of Kiruna next June. It will carry a gondola with 600 kilograms of scientific equipment 12 miles high. And then the story goes on and talks about how no one's talking about it. This is going on behind the scenes because it's controversial. Reuters reported that the plan could move forward in the autumn of 2021 or the spring of 2022 and would release non-toxic calcium carbonate dust into the atmosphere to test the theory. The notion of geoengineering is a controversial one, as environmentalists have warned that such a plan could render alarming consequences. Quote, there are several problems with this plan, not the least of which is what we don't know about the unintended consequences. But to environmentalists, the problem is that it doesn't solve global warming the way they want to do it. See, the environmentalists are determined. We're going to do away with fossil fuels. We're going to destroy fossil fuels. Joe Biden wants to get rid of fossil fuels. Well, Bill Gates is coming up with another way of dealing with it, but it's not our way. So, fascinating stuff. And once again, man thinks he is powerful enough and wise enough to change God's creation. The arrogance of man and mankind knows no limit. So I don't think we'll see much coming of this with Bill Gates, but who knows? And again, the unintended consequences. One last story just to share with you in closing out the program. A major international organization has predicted that Christian persecution in 2021 will be greater than at any time in Christian history. Things are getting worse for our brothers and sisters in Christ around the world. Pray for the persecuted church, and when you have opportunity to minister and encourage, please do so. Hey, thank you so much for joining me. Lord willing, see you tomorrow. And please remember whose you are.
Listen. Think. Discern.